对艺术家而言，
For artists,
学习英语是否重要？
is learning English important?
让我想起来著名的陈丹青，因为学英语，清华大学要求学生考试。
This reminds me of the famous Chen Danking, who was required by Tsinghua University to take an English exam.
考清华英语作为考试的一个项目。
As a project for the Tsinghua University English exam,
据说他愤而辞职。
he resigned in anger.
这还有其他的说法，我也都不太了解。
But there are also other explanations that I don't quite understand.
但至少有这么一件事。
But at least there is one thing.
当年陈丹青说，
In the past, Chen Dingking said,
艺术家不应该考英语。
Artists shouldn't take English lessons.
比如梵高那个时代就不需要学英语。
For example, in Van Gogh's era, you didn't need to learn English.
那张艺员也不需要学英语。
Yan Yuen doesn't need you to learn English.
那达芬奇也没有说要他考英语，是吧？
Did Da Vinci also say that he wanted him to take the English exam?
其实我当时就表态。那个时候好像刚好是他这个反对考英语的这个姿态。
Actually, at that time, I was just in the middle of his opposition to taking the English exam.
过去没多久，
Not long ago,
还在热浪滔天之中，
amidst the scorching heat,
很多人就在问我怎么看这件事情。
many people are asking me how I see this matter.
我当时就表态，
I had already stated my position.
如果你想读大学，
If you want to go to college,
如果你想得到一个学校的文凭，
if you want to obtain a school diploma,
而这个学校要求你考英语，
and this school requires you to take an English test,
那你就必须得考英语。
then you must take the English exam.
你必须要学英语，
You must learn English.
除非这个学校删掉
Unless this school is removed.
需要考英语这一条。在考生众多、画的技术非常好的人，
This requires a high level of technical skills, especially in English, among a large number of candidates.
众多的情况下。
In many cases,
文化课就是一道坎儿，
Cultural subjects are a hurdle.
就筛掉一些画得很好，
Eliminate some that are well drawn.
但文化课差，录取进来一些画得很好。
But some talented artists who didn't get into prestigious schools due to poor academic performance,
文化课也不错的人。
a good person in cultural subjects.
可是这些人还很多，
But there are still many of them.
因为你毕竟是招博士生，
Because you are a PhD candidate,
你不是招本科生，
you are not recruiting undergraduates.
你再扩招，
You are expanding.
你能招2000个博士？
Can you recruit 2,000 PhDs?
这不太可能，社会也消化不了2000个博士。
This is unlikely as society cannot accommodate 2,000 PhDs.
20个博士顶天了。
20 PhDs have reached the top.
可是考生有400，怎么办？
What about the candidates who have 400 points?
加上英语，加高门槛，
Add English and raise the threshold.
能跨过来的。
Can cross over.
画的还不错的，
The drawing is pretty good.
再画的不错，
Great job.
文化课水平也不错，
The academic level is also not bad.
又加上个英语门槛，能越过来的。
Add an English barrier that can be overcome.
你就进入这个二十个最后的人选。
You have entered the final 20 candidates.
这是一个大学的录取选择人才的一个机制。
This is a mechanism for selecting talented students in a university.
他不是为了培养一个简单的艺术家。
He wasn't trying to cultivate a simple artist.
他培养的是一个教育人才。
He is cultivating educational talent.
因为博士作为清华美院。
Because the PhD program is at Tsinghua University.
清华大学美术学院这样一个地方。
A place like the Fine Arts College of Tsinghua University.
他培养的博士必然要在社会上担当很重要的任务、责任。
The PhD students he cultivates must take on very important social responsibilities.
他的任务一可能是个文化干部，管理一大片。
His first task might be to manage a large group of cultural carters.
那他只是画得好。
He's just good at drawing.
只是一个艺术家。
Just an artist.
他不能胜任这个工作。
He is not qualified for this job.
他的文化课很好。
His cultural subjects are good.
英文很好。
Good English.
说明他在各方面对自己的要求。
He explained his requirements in all aspects.
对自己的各方面的准备都做到了。
I have prepared for all aspects of myself.
将来做一个文化干部的要求。
Requirements for becoming a cultural leader.
这是第一个选择。
This is the first option.
可能第二。
Possibly second.
他很可能留在清华大学任教。
He is likely to remain at Tsinghua University as a professor.
他也可能到中国的其他大学任教。
He may also teach at other universities in China.
因为他毕竟拿了博士学位。
Because he has a doctorate.
不会就弄一个什么画家村在那就画画。
If you don't want to, just create a painter's village and paint there.
所以他在各方面的要求和素质是需要的。
Therefore, he needs...to meet the requirements and standards in all aspects.
清华大学培养的不是一个简单的画家。
Tsinghua University doesn't cultivate a simple painter.
尤其对于清华大学的美术博士来说。
Especially for Tsinghua University's art doctoral students.
这是第二种可能性。
This is the second possibility.
第三种可能性。而且可能性非常大。
The third possibility is very likely.
最后作为一个美术圈子的领军人物。
As a leading figure in the art circle.
他需要画得好。
He needs to be good at drawing.
同时需要有文化素养。
At the same time, it requires cultural literacy.
而且他很可能会带着中国的文化代表团。
And he is very likely to bring the Chinese cultural delegation with him.
很可能介入以文化作为外交的手段跟世界交流。
It is likely that cultural exchange is used as a means of communication with the world.
你就是一个艺术家。
You are an artist.
只会画。
Only drawing.
画，不会说英语。
I don't know how to speak English.
我就想到陈丹青为什么那么反感学英文。
I was wondering why Chen Danking was so averse to learning English.
我记得他在我家客厅坐着，他和他夫人黄素宁到我家。
I remember that he and his wife, Wang Suning, came to my house sitting in my living room.
我就去厨房。
I'd go to the kitchen.
准备茶点。
Prepare tea and snacks.
准备茶。
Prepare tea.
他们夫妻俩就面对着我孩子。
They were both facing my child.
他爹，等我从厨房出来。
He waited for me to come out of the kitchen.
他们三个都没说话。
They all remained silent.
我把茶点放下。
I put down the tea and snacks.
我说你们怎么不说话？
I said, why aren't you talking?
陈丹青说。
Chan Danking said,
我不学英语。
I don't learn English.
我的话是话给黑眼睛。
My words are for those with black eyes.
黑头发的人看的。
The black-haired person is watching.
我说的东西也是说给黑眼睛。
What I say is also for those with black eyes.
黑头发的人听的。
What did the black-haired person listen to?
陈丹青要我替他做翻译。
Chen Danking asked me to translate for him.
翻译给我孩子。
Translate to my child.
他爹听他的艺术想法。
His father listened to his artistic ideas.
陈丹青自己英文不行。
Chen Danking's English is not good.
而且那个时候已经是八十年代。
And at that time, it was the 1980s.
那是1989年。
It was in 1989.
他应该是1980年去的。
He should have gone in 1980.
美国，已经到了美国九年，八九年了。
The United States has been in a state of economic recession for 9 or 10 years.
他的英文无法跟美国人对话。
He can't have a conversation with Americans in English.
因此他在清华大学提出这个要求。
Therefore, he proposed this requirement at Tsinghua University.
我就理解了。
I understand.
因为他是一个艺术家。
Because he is an artist.
他是一个非常好的艺术家。
He is a very good artist.
他脑子里想的是如何培养一个艺术家。
What he was thinking about was how to cultivate an artist.
他没有想到如何培养一个清华大学的艺术博士。
He didn't expect to cultivate a PhD in art from Tsinghua University.
一个艺术家和一个清华大学的艺术博士是两个截然不同的概念。
An artist and a PhD candidate in art at Tsinghua University are two completely different concepts.
它是两回事。
It's a different matter.
清华大学的博士将来胜任的位置。
Positions that can be held by Tsinghua University's doctoral students in the future.
就像我前面说的一样。
As I said before,
而一个艺术家他是不需要可以不担当任何社会责任的。
And an artist doesn't need to take on any social responsibility.
因此
Therefore,
陈丹青对清华大学要求博士生考英文。
Chen Danking requires Tsinghua University to require doctoral students to take English exams.
如此愤怒也可以理解。
This is understandable.
但是呢，他和清华大学产生的这个冲突。
However, the conflict with Tsinghua University.
我当然是站在清华大学这一边。
Of course, I'm on Tsinghua University's side.
因为一个大学它有自己的要求。
Because a university has its own requirements.
你要不你就不进来。
You don't come in. You don't come in.
你到宋庄去。
Go to Songzhuang.
没人考你的英文。
No one is testing your English.
你要想进清华大学。
To get into Tsinghua University.
你就得越过一个门槛。
You have to cross one after another.
因为要不然我怎么选择谁来念博士。
Or how else can I choose who to let do their doctorate?
谁不来。画得好的人太多了。
There are too many people who don't come to draw well.
这是一个问题。
This is a question.
第二个问题就是，最近又听我另外一个同学，老同学。
The second question is that I recently heard from another classmate.
中国美院的研究生冯远。
Chinese art students Fang Yuan.
后来做了中国文联党组书记。
Later, he became the secretary of the party committee of the Chinese Writers Association.
现在应该是文史馆副馆长吧。
Now, he should be the deputy director of the Historical and Literary Museum.
地位相当高。
He is in a high position.
我这位老同学很牛。
My old classmate is awesome.
最近看了他一个视频。
I recently watched one of his videos.
说艺术家要学英文。
Artists should learn English.
他说的也非常对。
He is also right.
艺术家是要学英文。
Artists need to learn English.
如果艺术家像冯远本人，老学长。
If the artist is like Mr. Fang, my old teacher,
既做了艺术家，
both an artist and a musician.
又做了这个文联的党组书记。
He was appointed as the secretary of the party committee of the Writers Association again.
而且他还经常有外事接待和访问的任务。
In addition, he also frequently has foreign affairs reception and visiting tasks. Well,
我觉得冯远所说的要学英文。
I think what Fang Yuan said about pharmaceutical English.
我不知道冯远的英文怎么样。
I don't know how good Fang Yuan is at English.
我一点都不知道。
I don't know anything about it.
但是我想他说要学英文的原因很明确。
However, I think his reason for learning English is very clear.
作为一个从研究生毕业，
As a graduate,
离开中国美院，
leave the Chinese art school,
接着到北京来，
come to Beijing next.
是在文化部艺术司司长冯司长，接着就到了文联。
The Minister of Culture, Mr. Fang, arrived at the Ministry of Culture.
当党组书记，全都是文化界的高官。
When the secretary of the party branch is all high-ranking officials in the cultural field,
就是文化官员。
cultural official,
高层次文化官员。
high-level cultural officials,
他说要学英文。
he said he wanted to learn English.
就像我说，清华大学招博士，是培养这种高层次的文化管理人才。
Just as I said that Tsinghua University recruits doctoral students to cultivate high-level cultural management talents.
而冯远离开中国美院以后，
After Fang Yuan left the China Institute of Art,
就是高层次文化管理人才。
high-level cultural management talent.
他深切地意识到，
He deeply realized that
在国际这种场合，
in an international setting,
尤其是中国越来越富强，
especially China is becoming richer and stronger,
跟中国建交的国家，有深厚文化往来的国家越来越多。
More and more countries with deep cultural ties with China are establishing diplomatic relations.
作为一个文化官员，
As a cultural official,
如果你自己能够朗朗上口，脱口而出，
If you can recite it fluently and naturally,
跟人侃侃而用英文聊天，
chat with people in English,
这种自如。
This is so convenient.
这种自信，我觉得在外事接待中要依赖翻译，到海外出访。
I think this kind of confidence is necessary for overseas trips that require translation.
要依赖翻译，远不如自己能够说。
It's better to be able to speak for yourself than to rely on translation.
就像吃饭
，like eating，
要用假牙也能吃进去。
You can eat with dentures.
那用自己的牙可能更自如一些。
It might be more convenient to use your own teeth.
所以他强调要会英文。
Therefore, he emphasized the importance of being fluent in English.
他就是深深地感受到。
He deeply felt it.
作为一个艺术家。
As an artist.
光是你画得好还不行。
It's not enough just to draw well.
即便你不做文化官员。
Even if you are not a cultural official.
你总有出国的机会。
You will always have the opportunity to travel abroad.
你跟其他艺术家交流。
You communicate with other artists.
你要会英文。
You need to know English.
因为欧洲很多艺术家都会说一点英文，一点点。
Because many European artists can speak a little English.
哪怕一点点。
Even a little bit.
他都是会说的。
He is a good speaker.
我们很多艺术家一点点都不会。
We artists don't do it at all.
所以他可能也是出于自身的感受。
Therefore, he may also be motivated by his own feelings.
提到了艺术家要学英文。
The text mentions that artists need to learn English.
他实际不是站在一个培养一个艺术家。
He is actually not standing in front of a project to cultivate an artist.
纯粹的就是画画的艺术家。
Purely a painter.
像梵高那样的艺术家。
Like artists like Van Gogh.
像黄宾虹那样的艺术家。
Like artists like Wang Binghong.
而是一个全面的可以做文化干部。
And it is a comprehensive, which can be used as a cultural officer.
可以做文化外交。
Can be used for cultural diplomacy.
可以做文化领袖，这样的一个艺术家。
You can be a cultural leader like an artist.
因此
Therefore,
你把陈丹青和冯源放在一起。
Putting Chen Danking and Feng Yuan together.
你就会发现，陈丹青反对的就是冯。
You will find that Chen Danking opposes Feng Yanyang.
选这一类人，陈丹青不想做的。
These people don't want Chen Danking to do this.
不希望清华培养的就是冯源。
The person who didn't want to be cultivated by Xinhua was Feng Yuan.
这一类的文化干部、文化领导人物。
These types of cultural officials and cultural leaders.
而清华美院要培养的还偏偏就是冯源。
And what Tsinghua Art School wanted to cultivate was Feng Yuan.
这一类的人。
People like this.
无论是清华美院还是中国美院。
Whether it's Tsinghua Academy of Fine Arts or China Academy of Fine Arts.
只要到了博士。
As soon as you get to the doctorate,
这个层次，他要培养的一定不是简单的一个艺术家。
At this level, he needs to cultivate not just a simple artist,
而是能够多面的人才。
Instead, it is a multifaceted talent.
既能画画，画得相当好。
I can draw well.
同时又能够担当某一个范围的领导。
At the same time, it can also take on a certain range of leadership.
还能在国际舞台上扮演一定的角色。
It can still play a certain role on the international stage. Well,
所以冯源言之凿凿地说，艺术家就要学英文。
Therefore, Feng Yuan said that artists should learn English.
你要问我呢？
I want to ask you.
我觉得艺术家有机会学点英文。
I think artists have the opportunity to learn English.
没坏事。
No bad things.
学点日语也没坏事。
It's not a bad idea to learn some Japanese.
到了那儿之后你
After arriving there,
可以跟人聊天。
You can communicate with people.
我记得周思聪老师说过很多次他
I remember Professor Zhu said many times.
他说他到日本去见丸木卫理夫妇赤松俊子和丸木卫理就是
He said that he went to Japan to visit the Wakamatsu family, including Ikiro and Riko Wakamatsu.
画那个原爆图
Draw the original picture.
原子弹爆炸的原爆图
Photograph of the aftermath of an atomic bomb explosion.
后来周老师回国就画了矿工图
Later, Mr. Zhu returned to China and painted the miner's picture.
因为他画了美国人
Because he drew Americans.
丢一个原子弹
Drop an atomic bomb.
在日本
In Japan.
那周思聪老师
Professor Zhu.
那不行
That won't do.
我也要画日本在中国的暴行。
I also want to draw the atrocities committed by Japan against China.
周老师很多次就说，哎，要是会日语，能够坐在那。
Mr. Zhu has repeatedly said that if you can speak Japanese, you can sit there.
真正跟他们交流。
To truly communicate with them.
我觉得我能学到更多。
I think I can learn more.
因为我说周老师你看你跟他们交往不是那么多你的矿工图
Because I said, Mr. Zhu, you don't communicate with them much and your mining plan is
那么有深度
So profound
那么震撼
So shocking
就是因为你和他交流之后受到的这种感受
It's because of the feeling you get after communicating with him.
周老师说
Mr. Zhu said,
如果我会日语
If I knew Japanese,
我觉得我会得到更多的养分
I think I'll get more nutrients.
那周老师都这么说了
That week, the teacher said so.
所以我觉得一个真正的艺术家会一点英语，会一点日语，没有坏处。
So, I think it's not bad for a true artist to have some English and some Japanese.
冯源肯定也听周思聪老师这么说过。
Feng Yuan must have also heard Zhu Zicheng's teacher say this.
因为他和周思聪老师也有一段非常精彩的交往。
Because he also had a very wonderful relationship with Professor Zhu Si.
七八十年代学画画的人
In the 1970s and 1980s, people who learned to draw.
我们走到哪都画速写，到火车上画，在候车室画，看电影。
We draw sketches wherever we go, on the train, in the waiting room, and even while watching movies.
在开眼前画，画旁边的人。
The person next to me in the painting.
所以冯源在火车上画速写。
So Feng Yuan was drawing sketches on the train.
恰好给朱乃正老师遇上了，朱老师。
Just happened to be when Zhu Nais met with Mr. Zhu.
非常惜才就跟冯远搭话。你看
I was very impressed by Feng Yuan, so I talked to him.
画得不错。
Good drawing.
你到北京来找我。
You came to Beijing to find me.
到了北京就把他介绍给了周思聪和卢晨老师。
I introduced him to Professor Zhu and Professor Lu when I arrived in Beijing.
周思聪和卢晨两位老师又是朱老师。
Zhu Sikang and Lu Chen were both teachers of Zhu.
是至交。 卢晨是朱老师。
My best friend is Lu Cheng, and he is also a teacher at the school.
同时考进中央美院的同学。
Classmates who were admitted to the Central Academy of Fine Arts at the same time.
学，所以这段关系也很明确。
Therefore, the relationship is also very clear.
那说到英文。
Speaking in English.
我记得最清楚的就是卢晨老师拿着收音机。
What I remember most clearly is Mr. Lu holding a radio.
每天我在读研究生的时候。
Every day while I was a graduate student.
80年代在中央美院读研究生的时候。
In the 1980s, when I was studying for a postgraduate degree at the Central Academy of Fine Arts,
我就看到卢老师拿着收音机。
I saw Mr. Lu holding a radio.
天天早晨在院子里走来走去学英语。
Every morning, I walk around in the yard to study English.
你看，周老师说他要会日语就好了。
I saw that Mr. Du said he would learn Japanese.
卢老师一定要把英语学好。
Mr. Lu must learn English well.
周老师，卢老师还去法国。
Mr. Xu and Mr. Lu also went to France.
他的法语实在是不可以恭维了。
His French is really not very good.
没什么了不得。
Nothing much.
可是卢老师好像英语也没怎么学。
But it seems like Mr. Lu didn't learn much English either.
特别好。
Very good.
他到美国的时候。
When he arrived in the United States.
我一路跟着走到哪都翻译的。
I followed along and translated wherever I went.
他们夫妻俩在美国。
They are both in the United States.
我就一直跟着翻译的。
I've always been following the translation.
但是可以想象他们对英语、对外语的这种执着和向往。
However, one can imagine their obsession and longing for English as a foreign language.
觉得由于他们没有外语的能力。
Because they lack foreign language skills.
限制了他和外国画家的那种直接了当的深度交流。
This limited his direct and in-depth communication with foreign artists.
我觉得他们对冯源的影响也是应该有的。
I think their impact on Feng Yuan should be the same.
所以冯源会那么坚决地说。
Therefore, Feng Yuan would be so resolute in saying,
艺术家就是要学点英语。
Artists need to learn some English.
要说到纯粹的艺术家。
Speaking of pure artists,
那谁还能比周思聪
Who can compare to Xu Sikong?
老师更纯粹。
Teacher is more pure.
谁敢说周思聪
Who dares to say Xu Si?
老师不是2000年内最优秀的女艺术家。
The teacher is not the most outstanding female artist in the 21st century.
应该是最优秀的女艺术家。
Should be the most outstanding female artist.
甚至是2000年内最优秀的艺术家之一。
One of the best artists in the world, even in the last 2,000 years.
是独一无二的最优秀的女艺术家。
She is the most unique and outstanding female artist.
所以她还在遗憾。
So she is still regretting.
我要会日语就好了。
I wish I could speak Japanese.
那我想冯源肯定是受到她的影响。
Then I think Feng Yuan must have been influenced by her.